This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. military is communicating with the Taliban while ramping up the air evacuation of Americans and Afghan allies from the international airport in Kabul, this according to the Pentagon on Tuesday. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby told reporters there have been no hostile interactions from the Taliban to U.S. operations at the airport. He said U.S. forces and the Taliban are communicating multiple times a day. Both Pentagon officials, John Kirby and Major General William Taylor, who also spoke to reporters, both say they hope to have hourly evacuation flights starting on Wednesday. The situation at the airport was chaotic Monday as thousands of people gathered there to try to leave the country. Video from the airport shared on social media showed disorder and desperation, including some Afghans clinging to the sides of a U.S. military aircraft and what appeared to be two people falling from a plane after it took off. A U.S. official who spoke to VOA on condition of anonymity Monday said reports of multiple civilian deaths during the takeoff of a military transport plane were under investigation. The Pentagon has confirmed at least two deaths at the airport. Two armed gunmen fired into the crowds in two separate incidents. Both were killed by U.S. forces. Officials say there was no indication that these armed men were Taliban. And Major General William Taylor told reporters on Tuesday that nine U.S. C-7 military transport planes arrived with equipment and approximately 1,000 additional troops late Monday. He said by the end of Tuesday, the total number of U.S. forces on the ground at the airport will be more than 4,000. More on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.